Welcome to the Funk House, Independent Brewing's second and new tap room at their Bel Air Brewery. Independent Brewing's founder, Phil Rudy, and I got together a couple days ago in Independent's cool new space, just as a few final touches were being taken care of.
As always, we use a lot of reclaimed products as much as we can. We always try to do that. So it's all reclaimed wood on the inside. Some of it was reclaimed from the building itself on the exterior. Some of it is just reclaimed wood from other projects. The ceiling's all new. It's done to match the existing structure. Three garage doors replaced with glass. We did mirror tint the ones on the parking lot because we realized that this space wasn't as intimate if everybody could walk by and see. It's fun now because people stop and fix their hair and put on their lipstick in the window. It's a fun way to take a space that was just a two-car garage and turn it into an intimate experience that I think people really appreciate the work done by the architect, the work done by the general contractor, and of course the little intimate details that we focus on here at Independent.
The room also features large leather sofas, the word Funk House painted in large block letters on the wall behind the bar, a large keg rack stacked with wooden barrels of fermenting beer, fresh beer on tap, and a nice selection of bottle-aged beers. Now, about the name for the new tap room.
So we had this concept we've been thinking about for years of doing a funk house where we're doing like barrel aged stuff and some really cool fermentations. It's things that you can't do in the brewery because of bacterial cross contamination. It's bacteria that will take the fermentation beyond just the standard fermentation. It takes time. You know, these yeasts don't work in the normal 18 days that we can turn a regular tank. Some of them take months and years to really fully develop the character that you're trying to get out of them. But we really wanted to get into some of the alternative fermentations. By doing the bottle program, we can extend our offerings infinitely, you know, as we find barrel-aged products that come out really extremely well, but then we want to blend it to get to another level. You know, that's when the bottles come in, because then we can take two barrels and blend them and then put them in a bottle.
Sour beers have not only been a new area to explore for longtime craft beer enthusiasts, they've also introduced many new people to the magic of craft beer.
One of the largest growing segments in craft beer sales is women, and especially women that were wine drinkers. They're finding products in the beer industry that are acceptable to their palates.
Beyond sours, the Funk House features a nice selection of the independent beers that are available in the main tap room. Independent Brewing just celebrated its fourth anniversary, 4 years that have been marked by creativity, community events, an ever-evolving space, and great beer. I'll see you there this weekend. Cheers!